Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Tennis Players as Works of Art. I'm David Leinbarger, your host. Today's episode is on Pat Cash and features a stunning work of art by Mark Schroeder, who teaches at the University of Melbourne. Mark and I have been working on a series of collaborative works on Australian tennis players, and he gives me a new close-up oil painting of each one, surprises me with it, and then I try to write something that fits with both the tennis player and the painting. So this one's on Pat Cash, and you have to see it. You'll see an image of it, but you can go to the blog post and see a nice big image of it. Mark Schroeder also was a junior tennis player in Australia, and he always gives me a little something about the player and what he's thinking about. The other players we've looked at are Rod Laver, Ken Rosewall, Lou Hode, Margaret Court, and Jelena Dulkic. So of Pat Cash, first of all, he says, "Pat Cash occupies a special place in my young tennis heart. He was someone we all aspired to in Australia. At the junior tournaments, we all wore the checkered headband, and everyone leapt at the ball just that little bit harder, mimicking Cash's athleticism. This was the thing that most captivated me, the physical way he played the game, the way he held the court with his body, all quarters covered like some prowling cat." Okay, and here's a little piece I wrote. It's kind of a wild piece. Mark's painting is just these crazy forest-like legs, right? They're stunningly beautiful. When I first saw Mark's painting, I was floored. Pat Cash's tree trunk legs, their geography, aboriginal, lush, rainforest, primordial green-yellow strength roots, lions, birds, and five-necked guitars wearing white checkered headbands leaping overhead. Cash's headband, a tribute to Rick Nielsen, the virtuoso lead guitarist of Cheap Trick, rocking the intro to Ain't That a Shame, fingers flying higher and faster, musical, unmusical, ecstasy, elemental, Cezanne-like, brush, thick, buried leaves, ferns, blinding, white light, Wimbledon's dress codes, pastoral, pristine, grass. How many tennis players in the 80s, Pat, John, Vetus, Mats, dreamed of exchanging their tennis rackets for electric guitars? Jack Black was right. The best way to stick it to the man is rock and roll. Wimbledon was the man in 1987 when Cash won his only major title with consistent volleying, strong serving, superb athleticism, enough good returns. Like the rock guitarist he wanted to be, Pat Cash broke with tradition and climbed into the crowd. Royalty was aghast. Tennis celebrations would never be the same. Have a few beers. Get out your rackets. Plug in AC/DC, the Stones. So that's the little bit on Pat Cash and his one major championship. When Mark read my little writing, he said, "Oh, I like the way you capture the anti-establishment parts of Pat Cash's character." And he was someone who fought with the authorities, and he was someone who wanted to be a rocker. So this is a tribute to him. So that's it for this post. We'll see you next time for Tennis Players as Works of Art. Adios.